Welcome to Sparkle Speak. This is a podcast sponsored by Sparkle, which is a Christian women's ministry designed to connect women with the purpose of inspiration and encouragement. Each week, we will interview a new guest who will share her personal experience with Christianity. Whether you identify yourself as a Christian or not, this podcast is for you, and our intent is always to inspire one another through our own unique and individual stories of how God has moved and shaped us. Wherever you are listening today, we hope you enjoy this story of faith. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine. We are so happy that you're here with us today or tonight or whenever you're listening. As some of you may know, Sparkle Speak is a podcast where we feature different women who come on and share their testimony of what Christianity means to them and how they've been personally impacted by Jesus. So for today's episode, we have a guest who's very near and dear to my heart. This is my mom. Her name is Shelley Ford, and she's great. So I'm excited for her to share her story with all of us today and just give us a little insight into what God and Christianity has meant to her personally all these years. So thanks for being with us, Mom.
Hey. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. And fun story. We're actually in person together for this. So that's exciting. Well, let's just get into it for everyone. I would love to hear what Christianity means to you.
It's a great question. You know, for me, I think it's probably what a lot of people would say. It's about a relationship. It's a relationship with God who created us. And his being is the greatest love we can ever know. It's not a set of rules. It's not legalism that replaces love. It is just purely about the one who created us and having a relationship with God. And that's all because of Jesus Christ. Through him, all things were made, all things are complete, and all things can be done. And when you think about that, it kind of leads to probably a couple other big things that it is for me. It's always been about wisdom and understanding. So as I grow to be closer in that relationship, I gain so much more understanding about who God is, who Jesus was, how he lived his life here on earth, what that means for me as a person. And that has led me to freedom from a lot of emotions that I think we all feel, like guilt and fear and shame and, you know, all of those kind of feelings that come at us in life, and just really leading to a peace. And that peace is something that really does surpass understanding. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and for me, I've always been a real shy, introverted kind of person. So relationships haven't come very easily for me. And, you know, I've been hit with difficult challenges young in life, starting with my two best friends dying, having depression in my family. Financial challenges. My parents had a tragic event when I was pretty young. These are things that I think a lot of people experience, and they just put us in a situation where we're not at peace, where we are maybe a little more self-driven because of that. We want to take control. Mm-hmm. And it just naturally causes us to maybe retreat sometimes, and, you know, not necessarily develop close relationships or intimate relationships. And that's really the opposite of what I think God wants for us. But as I look at, you know, having that relationship with God, what that has meant is that my faith has helped me to go through all of these various things that have been thrown at me and ultimately land in a place where I can still be joyful. I can still be peaceful. I can still be loving to other people and giving, and do that in spite of what's getting thrown at me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that is natural for humans. I think that's supernatural I think that is the supernatural relationship that we have with God through Jesus Christ that makes that happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing I would say is the word, you know, the Bible, it is God's way of communicating with us through the history of the Israelites, through the history of Jesus Christ and what happened when he was on earth. And just through the stories of the church and how the church came about after Jesus died and was resurrected. And here's some verses that are, you know, in the word. And I think this is what I'm talking about when I say it leads to wisdom and understanding. You know, first one is, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. That's in Timothy. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalms. Another one, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's in Jeremiah. Another one in John. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I will pray to the Father. And this is something Jesus said. I will pray to the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. And there he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And that's what he meant when he said, you know, if you believe in me and you ask me to be with you, I will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. And then the last one I wanted to share was, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. And that's from Colossians. So those are just, I mean, talk about encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Some of the main pillars of Christianity, yeah, right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all those verses. And something I appreciate about your story is all the scripture, because I've said this before, like, who can explain it better than God himself?
True.
But I like the ones you chose to describe what it means to you. And the ones that really stuck out to me are the ones that talk about peace. Because like you mentioned before, all those things we go through, we oftentimes don't feel peace and we turn to all the wrong things to get it. I mean, we all have been there. And so it's neat when you get to experience the true peace of God that is just, it's unexplainable. Nothing else can produce it but him. And it's amazing.
It is. Yep.
And then even just the verses about what was the one about not being fearful that you mentioned?
God didn't give you a spirit of fear.
Yeah, that's so good for our time. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the world we live in today, where it's like we could be afraid of everything, but as Christians, we don't have to be.
Yeah, I use that one actually as a moral compass, because if I'm feeling fear, I know that is not from God. And I actually know to turn around and think differently, because fear is the opposite of what God wants me to feel and know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know. I need to be reminded of that a lot. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, thank you for talking about all of that. And now I would love to hear your personal story. So for you personally, like, when did you start identifying yourself as a Christian? How did that kind of all, you know, unravel itself for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have a different journey, and mine started when I was young. I was 4 years old. A very specific memory of being in a car with my dad. I was in the front seat of the car, which I know is not something you would do today. I was sitting in the front seat of the car. My feet were sticking straight out in front of me. I had the birdcage on my lap with our parakeet. We were moving to a brand new house. It was a beautiful sunny day and my dad was in a great mood, and he used to call me Charlie. He said, "Charlie, God is so good." And, you know, he wanted me to understand that Jesus was God on earth, and that even though he lived a long time ago, because he was a sacrifice for humanity, I could ask him to be with me always if I believed, and I asked him to be in my heart. And I remember remember thinking a couple of things. You know, first of all, I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. My dad's letting me make a choice for myself. That's very interesting. I hadn't necessarily been enlightened to that one before. But I also prayed for it because I wanted to have God with me. I knew God was good. And I thought that was a pretty amazing thing to be able to have God with me. It was very abstract. I remember thinking, how does God get in my heart? And I know I didn't really grasp it, but I knew it was good. And then as I got older, 13, I remember rededicating, re-praying the prayer, Lord, please be in my heart. I believe in you. I believe you are God on earth. I believe you died on that cross specifically so that we could have a bridge to God and have a relationship with God. I believe you were resurrected and I believe you lived again. And that resurrection in itself was proof to us that if we do believe in you and we do seek to have a relationship with God, that we too can be resurrected in our spirit and be born again, be new people, because we have that relationship with God. So, it's been a recommitment in my life because I have gotten distracted and pulled away from the Lord in worldly things several times throughout my life. And by the grace of God, he has allowed me to come back, you know, and allow him to be a huge part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that really has been the key, you know, getting, I just keep learning more, seeking him more. And the more I do that, I get more peace and joy as I do that.
Through all of that, how do you hear God's voice?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's multiple ways that we can hear from God. We can hear from God through our own thoughts. When we pray and we bring something forward to the Lord and we're seeking him with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind, I think we get ideas and thoughts and visions that we would have never thought of on our own. So I think that's a big part of it. I think a lot of times we can ask and pray and maybe the Lord delivers that answer through another person. Some other way he's been able to work in and through that other person, but by that other person bringing forward that information to us, it's like an even stronger friendship feeling because we've got somebody else with us in the midst of that thing that we're experiencing. I think he speaks to us through his word for sure. If we're reading the Bible and we get upon a verse and we don't truly understand it and we again, ask and seek with all our heart and mind and soul, I think he reveals it to us so that we understand it and we can actually apply it to our life. So those are probably the biggest ways that I think God speaks to us. For me specifically, going back to a very young age again, I get dreams and these dreams are very strong and I remember them. They're very specific. They're very clear. I remember them even to this day as though I had it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them are for me. They're just so that I understand something, and that's what they are. Some of them, though, have been dreams that have allowed me to help somebody else understand what the Lord is doing. I had two really good friends when I was a younger child, and we were like the Three Musketeers. And, you know, we used to walk to the little local dime store to buy candy bars, and they went one night without me there, and they were hit by a drunk driver, and they both died. And it was incredibly sad, but my mom was one of those moms that took all the neighborhood kids to church, and we had taken the two of them to a church concert 2 weeks prior, and they had done an invitation for people to come forward and receive Christ and ask for him to be in their heart and pray, and they both went forward. And that night before the accident, or the night of the accident, I had a dream. And that dream was a person singing, "He Died for a Life or Two." And I had this image of two girls, a silhouette, a shadow, holding hands, a bright light behind them. And I didn't know what it was until I woke up and told my mom I had this amazing dream. And she was just crying because she had the newspaper, and the newspaper had talked about how Julie and Kim had died the night before. But it was amazing because so many people benefited from knowing that dream. Their parents, I mean, just think of their poor parents, and then knowing that this other friend of theirs had had this dream that they were in heaven with the Lord.
That's comforting.
And comforting, exactly. Similar situation happened with my sister. 3 years before, she had a very significant medical issue. I had a dream that she was being guided by an angel. She was, falling, but the angel had caught her and was guiding her safely down back to earth. And my family was all standing in a circle, and we were holding hands and praising, singing praise worship music to the Lord. How great you are, God. And my sister joined us, and I just felt compelled, like just this burning desire to write it down and email it or send it to my mom. Actually, in those days, it was snail mail.
Right. Email didn't exist.
Snail mail. I told my mom, you know what? You have to save this. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm supposed to send it to you. I don't know why I dreamed this, but you're supposed to put it away in a safe place. 3 years later, my sister was 8 months pregnant. She had a brain aneurysm. She was rushed into the emergency surgery. My mom called me, your sister had a brain aneurysm. She may not live. You need to come. And so it's, 3 a.m. I went back to my bed. I started praying. And the first thing that the Lord put in my mind was, get your dream. So I called my mom and I said, Mom, she's gonna be okay. Get the dream. And my mom pulled it out. And that again was strength for both of us to be able to just have that assurance that everything was going to be okay. And our job was to praise the Lord for it. Those are supernatural things, right? I mean,
you can't explain it as anything but God. And those are moments that, obviously you don't want to go through that. That's a lot and very painful and scary, but like, how sweet is it that you can look back on it and just be amazed at God? It was like no one but God could have done something like that and given you guys that comfort.
And the fact that, just the way it was orchestrated was just so beautiful that, it was so far in advance. We had all forgotten about it. We didn't know why, but there it was, so obvious.
It just attributes to the fact that God is just, he always goes before us.
He goes before us.
Everything, and he's lining it all up, and we just trust him.
He's in control.
He is.
We may not think he is, but he sure is.
Yeah, we don't have to be. It actually brings to mind, we had Rita Howard on the podcast a few weeks back, and she talks about her daycare that she runs. And my grandma will bring this up all the time, how they had a prayer board.
That's right.
And you guys had your sister, my aunt, on the prayer board. And that's just a reminder too of the strength of Christian community.
Yes.
You were mentioning that before as being an important part of the Christian walk, but what that gives you in life.
Yep.
The joy, the locking arms and just being together. That's what God created us for, and it makes us stronger. Just being there for each other, lifting each other up in prayer, intercessing for each other. It's important.
Yeah. And what an awesome thing that little children were taught that, right?
Yeah.
So awesome.
Definitely. And I think that, going back to your story too, about how when you became a Christian at a young age, by inviting Jesus into your heart, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. There's that verse that talks about that. When you believe, you're sealed forever. That's all you have to do,
right?
Really,
exactly.
To go to heaven. But then after that comes the daily walk, like we were mentioning before, the peaks, the valleys, the just the co-journeying with God, mm-hmm. to hear from him, and the things you mentioned, like being intentional to read his word, seeking out community, all those things. Yeah. It's all important and it all ties in.
It really does. And it is something that we have to seek, you know, because we're going to get pulled away and it happens easily. So we do have to be intentional and seek. And, you know, but I have yet to meet a person who has made that decision and actively seeks the Lord who doesn't have an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And I think you're uncovering that, right?
Yeah.
And we all have different stories, but they're all amazing.
Because God's writing them, right? And it's really his story.
Yeah.
And he is amazing. And it's coming out.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, just to kind of end us out here, do you have anything that you have been learning lately or just thoughts on your heart that you want to share and leave with the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I would say for people who know God and people who don't know God, I think just God's love is beyond anything that we can imagine. I think sometimes people measure God and who he is by other people, by what they see Christians doing, or, you know, just they start to put God into a box almost, and they measure who he is by that. And, you know, they may think God could never forgive me, or, you know, I could never have that kind of understanding of God that that person is explaining. And I just wish people would hear and see that he can get past all of that. He is so much bigger and different than what we as people think, that he is going to speak directly and specifically to whoever is asking him to. And his ability to give us wisdom, peace, joy, love, faith, and our life is only limited to our willingness to ask him in. And that's really just the first step. That's all you have to do, is just ask him in, and he's going to do all the work. All we have to do is just be willing. So that's what I would say, you know, just be willing to obey what you hear. Seek him first, ask him, and then be willing to obey when you hear it. That would be my advice. But I'm going to end with a verse that Jesus said. This is coming from John 15. He said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." And I think what he's saying there is, you know, we get to ask him to be with us. And then when we do that, he calls us a friend and he gives us his helper. And these things that we need to understand start to unfold through his word, through other people, through the way that God speaks to each of us specifically. And we're going to forget to do that. There are going to be days when we forget. There are going to be days when we're distracted and we don't remember to seek the Lord. It doesn't matter. He is always there for us whenever we ask. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So my words of encouragement would be for people who are feeling lonely, who are feeling disconnected, who are feeling that they're not good enough. That is a lie. All you have to do is seek the Lord and he will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the one who'll never give up on us.
Never.
Yep. Or fail us. Yeah. You know, it's funny. It reminds me, as you were talking to, I attended an event, actually a Sparkle event, this week. And our speaker, Karen Melby, she talked about this quote that Mother Teresa had. And I'm going to butcher the exact words, but the general gist of it was someone asked to pray to God for clarity for something. And Mother Teresa's response was, I never pray for clarity because I know I'm never going to see the entire picture. Mm. I just pray for trust that I can trust God with the next step. I may not see clearly what's ahead, but I just want to know what the next step is. And then I want to trust him.
Then I obey him, trust him and obey him. That's the picture of faith right there. That's it. Mm-hmm. We find the Lord through faith.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for sharing those things. I think it's very powerful. And as you said before, everyone's story is so unique, so special, such a testament to God and his greatness and who he is. So listeners, thanks for being with us today. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And please join us next time on our next episode of Sparkle Speak. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. If you are interested in following us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at @sparklefaith_ or at sparklefaith.com. There you can find information on upcoming events and speakers, and please feel free to reach out to us if you have a personal story of faith that you would be willing to share with us. We hope you tune in again next week, and we hope your week is full of the sparkle we all need.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.